Today's weather was probably most interest in the hard red winter wheat country, where there was widespread freezing temperatures this morning. Temperatures bottomed out in the 20s in a general sense, really from the western and north central portions of Texas all the way up into Nebraska and further north, actually. We had a lot of temperatures that slipped into the teens in the northern plains, even some upper single-digit readings, but believe it or not, portions of central Kansas got down to the upper teens as well, and the same is true for a small pocket in west central Texas. Some of the temperatures were coldest in those areas. I just mentioned that a 16-degree low occurred out in Moshue, west Texas. In all of these areas, we did experience some crop damage potential. Now, for hard red winter wheat country in central Kansas, I don't think the crop was far enough advanced to be seriously impacted, but some of the unirrigated some of the irrigated fields in a portion of the southwest plains will probably be most vulnerable to some damage. According to the USDA yesterday, it looks as though the majority of the wheat crop in the Oklahoma and Texas area had jointed, and there is some suspicion that maybe a few booting fields may be present out there, and those are the fields we're most concerned with the temperatures this morning. But to be honest with you, there's not good data about how much of the crop is that far advanced, so we can't assess how significant the damage was. Most likely it wasn't all that great, and that the impact was mostly to vegetative growth. As far as the Midwest is concerned, the weather pattern today is perhaps a little less wet than it was yesterday, and a little bit more favorable perhaps for some warming to occur as we move forward into next week. The overall outlook on the temperatures isn't much different from yesterday, but we do see a little less precipitation that might allow for a little more field work to take place. The odds are fairly good right now that we'll end up with an environment that will allow for some field work to occur. We're just starting to look like we're moving a little bit more into a typical springtime weather pattern. We do have rain and snow in the eastern portions of the Midwest here this morning. That will continue to shift off to the east as we go through the day today, and we'll look for dry weather coming in behind it. A disturbance in the western Corn Belt Wednesday and Thursday will be a little bit more poorly distributed as far as rainfall potential is concerned, and there'll be a little bit less snowfall potential as well, as the colder air coming into the western parts of the Corn Belt and northern plains is less intensive than that which was suggested yesterday. But we will see some precipitation scattering through the west there for a couple of days, and it'll move on into the eastern Midwest shortly thereafter as we get to the end of the week. Another disturbance, which is expected to develop in hard red winter wheat country this weekend, will also try to move through the Midwest, and that system will likely generate some scattered showers from the central and southwest plains all the way into the heart of the Midwest, but most likely the precipitation that results is going to be mostly light and somewhat erratic when it gets to be the Midwest, and so the disruption to planting of early season crops is going to be somewhat limited, and we will still see progress made. Temperatures will be colder than normal across a big part of the Midwest for yet another few days, but as we get into the late weekend and most of next week, the temperatures will trend warmer, and that will help to accelerate drying rates across the region and set the stage for more aggressive planting progress, potentially at least for Monday through Friday of next week, maybe beginning in some areas already this weekend, and then those areas that don't get as much rain as other locations. We'll also see a better environment for planting across the lower Mississippi River Basin and portions of the southeastern states as we move forward through the next week to 10 days. So overall, it's starting to look a little bit more like planting time will get off to a very good start at this point after some delay.